Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
No Tom Ackerman this week. My name's Matt Pauly. I've got you till for another hour or so. We'll take you till 11:30 today, and then we'll get you into coverage of the Giants and the Eagles. Still on the way, we're going to talk with Russell Baxter later on this hour, all things NFL. Next hour, Kevin Wheeler. We'll talk baseball, and also Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, Chaim Bloom, is going to join us at 11:15 right now. Happy to go back to the guest line. You read him at Saturday Down South, covering SEC football, including Mizzou. He is Derek Peterson. And Derek, thank you for taking some time. Good morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. How are you?
I am good. So yesterday, an unfortunate result for Missouri in that they lose to Vanderbilt, an opportunity for the Tigers to get a top 10 road win. They can't do that. And they also lose their quarterback, Bo Prabula, who is evidently going to be out for at least the rest of the regular season. There's a possibility he could be around for the postseason, depending on where Missouri goes. But speaking of that, where does Missouri go now with a couple losses in the SEC and moving away from Prabula? At quarterback, at least for the time being.
Yeah, I mean, so you're 6-2 on the year. Seems like recently there's been quite a bit of discourse from talking heads, specifically on ESPN, which, you know, we got to take with a grain of salt, that a 3-loss SEC team would be more deserving of a college football playoff spot than a 2-loss or a 1-loss team from another conference. I personally think that the ACC is atrocious this year. I personally think that the bottom of the Big Ten is really, really, really bad. I'm curious what happens with the non-Texas Tech teams in the Big 12. So it's possible that the SEC could have 4 teams in the playoff. It's possible that a 3-loss SEC team could get into the playoff. But what we saw last year was that they just weren't willing to go that far when it came to regular season defeats. And so what we have to go on is that 3 losses is really the cutoff. So you look at where Mizzou's at. They play Texas A&M next week. It's their next game. And they have a bye next week. Excuse me. They have Texas A&M in 2 weeks. I don't know who's beating Texas A&M right now. I don't, you know. If you could play Texas A&M next week, maybe you get them off of an emotional high winning at LSU, and maybe you can kind of sneak up on them a little bit. But Texas A&M, to me, is the best team in the SEC right now. I just don't know, especially with a backup quarterback, what you're going to be able to do against that. So if you just chalk that up as a loss, you got to go 3-0 against Mississippi State, Oklahoma, and Arkansas to give yourself a puncher's chance to get into the playoff, and you got to hope that a bunch of chaos happens elsewhere. You absolutely go 3-0 against Mississippi State, Oklahoma, and Arkansas, regardless of who your quarterback is. I think Missouri's defense is that good. I think Arkansas is a mess. I think Oklahoma's offense is a mess. Mississippi State's pretty good, but that game's at home. So I don't think Missouri's dead. in the college football playoff discussion. Not yet. Especially when you look at, you know, the losses that they have. It's a 3-point loss to Alabama, which will get into the playoff, and it's a 7-point loss on the road with a backup quarterback to a Vanderbilt team that honestly might get into the playoff. You know, if you're only three losses, assuming a loss to Texas A&M, if your only three losses are to teams that are like, what, top 10 seeds in the playoff, like top 8 seeds in the playoff, how do you deny that team?
And not to cut you off, but there's going to be there's always the sticker decal belief where maybe the committee, if Alabama's got three losses, if Georgia's got three losses, well then yeah, sure, they're going to get in. But I think a lot of people around Missouri worried about the idea, would the committee give Missouri as a three-loss team an opportunity to get in the college football playoff?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly a fair concern. On the broadcast yesterday, they were talking about, you know, Mizzou opening the season with, you know, sitting outside the AP poll. And despite being an SEC team that had 10 wins in back-to-back years, and the point was made that if it was, you know, if it was a Georgia and Alabama with back-to-back 10, they'd be a top 15 team. And I thought that point was great. I loved that they made that point because I think Missouri's been disrespected on the national stage over the last few years, just based on what Drink has been able to do with them. They're one of the winningest programs in the country over the last 3 years. And also they've been one of the best teams against the spread over the last 3 years for people that care about things like that. Like that points to how they perform against expectations. And I would imagine, like, if I was sitting on the committee, I wouldn't, you know, it wouldn't be a deal breaker for me, but it's something that I would be like, oh, they're outperforming expectations more often than not. So it's a legitimate concern. But at the same time, if you're a 9-win SEC team sitting there at the end, you know, I think there's going to be a case for it. And I think Missouri has helped itself with, you can only play the schedule that you play, right? And they beat the snot out of the teams that they were supposed to kill earlier in the season. And they've fought close games with the top teams in the conference. I mean, a 3-point loss to Alabama, that was a close game. That was a coin flip game, exactly what the scoreboard said it was. 7-point loss to Vanderbilt, that was another close game. It was a coin flip game. And they did it with a backup quarterback for the entire second half on the road. So I think, you know, it's a fair concern, but at the end of the day, I think I think Mizzou has done itself enough favors in the games that it has won. If it continues to play out that way, like if they beat Mississippi State, if they go on the road and they beat Oklahoma, if they handle Arkansas at the end of the year and just don't get obliterated by Texas A&M. You know,
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers, the celebrity guests? Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Good resume, I think.
Yesterday around the SEC was a weird day. You didn't expect LSU to beat Texas A&M, but they just got absolutely run off the field. Alabama could have easily lost at South Carolina. I don't know how Texas came back to win at Mississippi State. They were down big in that game. Auburn finally gets their first win. It happens on the road against an Arkansas team that's in all kinds of shambles right now. Just a very interesting day yesterday in the SEC as we still continue to try to kind of put a personality and identity traits to all of these teams.
Yeah, Kentucky scored 34 points on Tennessee. Ole Miss scored 34 points on Oklahoma's defense, 22 in the first half. I think what we've seen in the SEC this year is that the gap between the elite teams in the league and the middle tier, and then the gap between the middle tier and the bottom tier, has just completely evaporated. The difference between all these teams is just so marginal. At this point, you don't really have an elite team. And, you know, a lot of people thought that was Alabama, especially given the way that they had been playing over recent weeks. And Alabama was my national title pick coming into the season. I picked them to win the SEC and go on and have a good run in the playoffs. But, like, you know, Alabama struggles against the run at times. You know, Oklahoma doesn't have an offense, really. Missouri now has a backup quarterback, and Missouri has had some kicking issues throughout the year because of injuries. Vanderbilt's defense is gettable. Tennessee's defense is kind of laughable. Texas is whatever the heck Texas is. Georgia doesn't scare anyone right now. There used to be such stratification in the SEC. Like, Georgia would play the bottom teams and it would just kill them. Alabama, when it was rolling under Nick Saban, would play the bottom teams and it would just kill them. And when you got the matchups between the top teams, you weren't really sure what you were going to get. But when you got matchups against everybody else, you kind of knew what was going to happen. You just kind of don't really know what's going to happen right now. The transfer portal, NIL, some of the other changes in college football have smoothed things out a lot. I mean, Vanderbilt's sitting here at 7-1. They're a top 10 team. If they beat Texas, they're a lock to make the playoff, which is absolutely insane to think about.
Yeah.
I just think anything can happen any given Saturday. And at this point right now, I don't know who's going to win the SEC, and I don't know who's going to even play for the SEC title. Texas A&M, Alabama, Ole Miss, Vandy all have one or fewer losses. And then there's Georgia in the mix as well. And it's kind of, it's exciting to say that, but it's wild to think about that here we are it's about to be November 1st. And do you know who's going to play in Atlanta for the SEC title game?
No,
I don't.
No, absolutely not. Not yet. He is Derek Peterson. You read him at Saturday Down South. If you're not familiar with Saturday Down South, it's SaturdayDownSouth.com. They do great coverage of the league, and then they also have coverage of every single team. Each team in the SEC has its own team site there at Saturday Down South, so you can keep up to date on everything going on across the league. They also have some sister sites for some of the other leagues, including Saturday Tradition covering the Big Ten. Derek, thank you so much for taking some time with us today. Hopefully we can chat again with you down the line.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me on.
All right, very good. That is Derek Peterson joining us on the program as we talk a little bit about what's going on with Mizzou. Tough loss, but I think the way you listen to him talk, and there's still a pathway. I would be fascinated, absolutely fascinated, if Missouri, let's say they win three of their final four and their one loss is Texas A&M and it's a tight loss at home, which that is a plausible scenario. The tough one there is going to be going and winning at Oklahoma. That's going to be a challenge. Even with Oklahoma losing yesterday, that's a good Oklahoma team. Played in Norman, not easy. But if they win three of their final four, if they finish with three losses, and their losses are to Alabama, Vanderbilt, and Texas A&M, that's a resume that there's going to be a lot of people saying should be good enough for the college football playoff. They have to do their job first, but that would be a resume that people would be clamoring for, should be in there. All right, we are going to talk some pro football. Russell Baxter, the pro football guru, he is going to join us in just a moment or so, go through a full slate of games today. That's up next. This is a Sports on a Sunday Morning right here on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.